Good evening, Audio Boomerians, or good whatever time it may happen to be where you are. This is just going to be a quick boo. I do have some recordings to upload that I made on my sojourn to my parents' house, but I don't think it's going to happen this evening because I'm waiting for my mum to email me a picture she took of me with some swans in the background, and I think that image will go very nicely with one particular recording I happen to make. Anyhow, this will just be a brief one. I just felt it behooved me to come on Audio Boom and, well, issue my regrets at these imminent changes. I'm not going to waffle or ramble or rabbit on about this. I've done that enough in comments today, God knows. As is my wont. But what I will say is that I realize change is unavoidable. The free account model that was being allowed, I knew would have to be discontinued at some point. I just was hoping it wouldn't be now. I'm just really sorry to see Audio Boom die out. It's been, as I've said in comments, a huge part of my life since, good gravy, 2012? I honestly think it was more instrumental in helping me recover from my depression than anything else. I have met some truly fantastic people through this service. People whom I've enjoyed hearing from and with whom I'll be very sad to lose contact through this medium. I mean, one can always email, and yes, there are other forms of social media. There's Twitter, there's Facebook, which I really couldn't give two figs about, to be quite frank. Nothing really beats this lovely audio medium. Really getting to know people through their voices and the sounds around them. And I feel like I know you people. I mean, you've become such instrumental parts of my life. And it'll be really sad to lose this community atmosphere and just, oh my gosh, what am I going to do when I can't listen to you folks in the morning anymore? I mean, a number of you, understandably so, have decided not to pay for this subscription service, especially as it only offers a ridiculous 5 uploads per month. So yeah, like, I'm gonna lose a huge part of my life, and it's weird, I haven't quite recovered from the shock yet. However, this is not happening until the 1st of October, so we still have time. So, as I see it, we should inundate Audio Boom with our thoughts and feelings and recordings as long as we can. And that is what I fully intend to do. But yeah, I seriously cannot imagine. I mean, my goodness, I've got a whole routine going here. Call me anal if you want to. My dear friend Sarah, otherwise known as Lady of the Lake, was privileged enough to witness this one time when she was staying with me. I get up in the morning, and as I have my breakfast and drink my coffee or tea or beverage of choice, I put on Audio Boom and I listen to what people have posted in the last, well, however long since I last listened. and there are just certain times of the day when I just always check it, and I'll be at a loss as to what to do with myself. I have found another social community of a sort on IF Mud, or Interactive Fiction Mud, but of course that community only appeals to a certain group of people who like to play interactive fiction text adventure games. I mean, there are... Everyone on that mud has a lot more interests than that, so the discussions range, well, to any subject you can possibly think of. But, you know, it only appeals to a certain number of people, understandably so. And so although I'm very happy to have found that place and I've made some great friends there, it's not the same as Audio Boom. Anyway, for those who would like to keep in touch, I'm afraid I'm somewhat of a Luddite when it comes to social media. I am not on Twitter. I am not on Facebook. People keep telling me I should be on Facebook, and perhaps they're right. One person used to tell me all the time that I should join Twitter, that I'd really enjoy it. Frankly, it's my personal opinion that Twitter is a nuisance, and I don't care to be inundated with tweets all the time. However, if you enjoy it, I'm not judging or criticizing you by any means. More power to you. It's just not my thing. Anyhow, all this is to say that although I'm not on social media, you're more than welcome to keep in touch with me via email, as long as you don't spam me or give my information out to scammers. I don't think any of you would do that. So, my email address is Shannon, S-H-A-N-N-O-N, underscore, S, at Sympatico, S-Y-M-P-A-T-I-C-O, dot C-A. Of course, underscore on your computer keyboard is the shift dash. And if you're so inclined, you're welcome to email me anytime. I'm also on Skype, but I would prefer not to give out my Skype username here, if that's okay. If you'd like it, however, feel free to email me, and I will give it to you there. I'm not on Skype a great deal, but it does exist on my phone and my computer. God knows, I need to update it on the latter. So, yes, this is, for me, this audio boom business is dreadful news, but I'm not going to let it get me down yet. We still have all of September. I said I was going to make this quick, didn't I? As usual, I've rambled on ridiculously, so I think I will cease and desist now, and love you and leave you, and, well, hopefully upload more stuff soon. So you'll even get recordings, if they turned out well enough, of the a couple songs from Guys and Dolls that I saw on Tuesday, and which was absolutely brilliant. Okay, I'm done now. Take care, everybody. Thanks very much for listening.